Hello.
Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where I share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. The address is still the same, and that is mvpinsure.us. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, this week's topic was actually inspired by a movie I watched the other night, and I thought it would be interesting to go through some scenes from some classic movies and discuss how insurance would respond in the real world. Of course, we're going to be talking in generalities here using standard policy language and coverage. Of course, you should talk to your hometown insurance agent about your coverage needs and how these situations might be covered on your particular policy if you're interested. Now, the first movie I want to discuss is one that I remember from back in the day. I remember seeing it. I believe I saw it in the theater, and then later on video, and then years later on DVD and whatnot. It's the movie License to Drive with the two Coreys, Corey Haim and Corey Feldman. I don't know if you recall the movie. A young man wants to get his driver's license so he could take out a popular chick. He fails his driving test, but still sneaks out of the house and takes his grandfather's vehicle to take her out on this date, and all the wild shenanigans that occur with that. Very, very funny movie. I absolutely loved it. Now, in the situation with the Cadillac, there's a specific scene in there that I want to discuss. Now, setting aside the fact that the character Les, played by Corey Haim, took his grandfather's Cadillac without permission and not having a driver's license, only having a driving permit, that's going to be a whole can of worms on its own as far as whether or not this next scene would be covered. Because if we look at the auto policy, it does state as far as liability. Now we're talking liability here. It says as far as liability, under exclusions, it does speak about we do not provide bodily injury sustained by any person using a vehicle without a reasonable belief that the person is entitled to do so. So in this particular case with the Cadillac, Les knew he was not supposed to be driving the vehicle. His parents had no clue that he was driving his grandfather's Cadillac. His grandfather didn't even know that he was driving his grandfather's Cadillac. So again, you know, coverage of this particular situation, it's probably going to be a real iffy thing, especially when it comes to bodily injury. But setting that aside, okay, in this scene, and if you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance, it'll bring you to the post associated with this blog. And I'm going to have links to each of these scenes that you can check out for yourself. And again, License to Drive in this scene where the intoxicated man drives off with the Cadillac. They show up at a DUI checkpoint, and this old man who is in a Volkswagen Bug gets pulled out and is attempting a DUI test or whatnot, he ends up taking the boys' Cadillac and riding off with it. And this scene that starts right up where he starts driving off in the Cadillac. Now, as you can see in the scene, he does a lot of damage to the exterior of the vehicle, running it alongside of a loading dock, just scratching the heck out of the side of the vehicle, ripping off the rear bumper of the vehicle, and then using a knife to cut his little lime wedges and stabbing the knife into the dashboard, spraying beer all over the inside of it, vomiting on the inside of it, just totally damaging the vehicle inside and out. If the vehicle has full coverage, which looking at the Cadillac, it was pristine condition, I would assume that it would have comprehensive and collision coverage. This particular scene and the damages imposed on that Cadillac, if you did have comprehensive coverage, at least on the vehicle, it would be covered under the peril of theft. Because he did take the vehicle without permission. He was not allowed to drive that vehicle. He took it, so it was theft. And then I believe also malicious mischief and vandalism, because the gentleman vandalized the inside of the vehicle by cutting up the dashboard, spraying beer all over the inside of it, vomiting in it, and then causing damage to the outside of it. So, license to drive, the scene with the intoxicated gentleman in the Cadillac. If there was physical damage on that Cadillac, it would be covered under comprehensive with either under theft or vandalism slash malicious mischief. The second one I want to discuss is the movie Weird Science. If you remember, Weird Science is a modern take on The Legend of Frankenstein's Monster by John Hughes. Two teens create, quote-unquote, the perfect woman and get into a lot of hijinks. The scene I want to discuss here is one of the main characters, Wyatt. His home is invaded by a mutant biker gang while having a party. And you'll see these bikers crash through a picture window, start doing donuts and burnouts on the wooden floors, ride their bikes all through the house, causing damage up and down the stairs and whatnot. Terrorizing all of the partygoers that are in there, doing damage to the walls, just totally trashing the inside of the home with their motorcycles. Now, the damage caused by the bikers would be covered under, again, vandalism and malicious mischief. And if we look at the homeowner's policy does state, "We insure against risks of direct physical loss to property described in coverages A, which would be the dwelling, and B, other structures, if that loss is a physical loss to property." So you've got damage to the wood floors from the bikes. I'm sure they're spewing oil and everything else on them. You've got damage to the walls because they were punching walls and pulling people through the walls. So you've got physical damage to the property. Okay. It says, "We do not, however, insure for physical loss." And that if we look at, where is it? Number, letter D, caused by, and then letter D, it says vandalism and malicious mischief if, and there is a big if there, if the dwelling has been vacant for more than 30 consecutive days immediately before the loss. And then a dwelling being constructed is not considered vacant. So a building under construction is not considered vacant. Vandalism and malicious mischief would not apply if the home was vacant for more than 30 days. The home in this particular scene was not vacant. You know, this was the primary home for Wyatt and his family. They were living there. Wyatt is considered and insured under the policy because if we look at who is an insured as far as the definitions on the insuring agreement, it says here, insured means you and residents of your household who are A, your relatives, or B, other persons under the age of 21 and in the care of any person named above. So your relatives, if you've got, you know, adopted kids, foster kids under the age of 21 that you're responsible for, they would also be considered an insured. So Wyatt is an insured in this particular case. So the damage to his parents' home by the mutant biker gang would be covered. Now, there are a couple of scenes in there where some of the party goers are injured. One kid ends up getting his head slammed through the plaster wall or drywall. And there are a couple other scenes where some party goers might have gotten injured. Those injured party goers could claim personal liability against Wyatt's family's insurance policy, home insurance policy, since they were invited guests of a resident relative of the home. Okay, so because Wyatt invited them into their home, into his home, or his parents' home, his home essentially, because he's a resident relative, anything that happens where a partygoer is injured, he could be found liable. And again, mutant biker gang coming into his home. He didn't take relevant steps to secure the home to make sure that nobody came in. Arguably, these partygoers, if they were injured, they could potentially collect under the personal liability on Wyatt's parents' homeowner's policy. Now, the next scene I want to discuss is a classic movie, and this is the one that inspired this podcast. Police Academy, 1984. Now, the scene that I'm going to share, it does have some strong language, so keep that in mind if you decide to click on it and take a look at the clip. Main character Kerry Mahoney is tasked with parking a customer's car in a parking lot that is full. Gets in an argument with the owner of the car. His boss comes out, yells at him, tells him to park the car. He's explaining there's no parking spots. Boss doesn't want to hear it, says park the car. So he ends up parking the car on two wheels between two other parked cars and ends up damaging all three vehicles. You'll see the windows on one car get blown out. The other car, you could just hear the scrapes as the vehicle is being parked in between them on two wheels. Okay. Now, in this particular case, there are two ways to go on it, all right, as far as insurance. Initially, it would be the parking lot business's insurance that would cover the damage on all three vehicles, since the vehicle was under the care, custody, control of an employee. So because Kerry Mahoney was working for the parking lot business, and had the vehicle in his care, custody, or control, and he did damage with that vehicle, it would most likely be the business insurance of the parking lot owner that would cover the damage to all three vehicles. Otherwise, way you could look at it is the vehicle's insurance that did the damage would end up covering all three. So the vehicle that got parked on two wheels, it would be that policy that will respond. The vehicle looked brand new. It was like a 1984, I don't know, I think it was a Trans Am. I believe it was a Trans Am. I'll have to go back and look. But that vehicle looked like it was in pristine condition, so I assume that the owner of that vehicle, the gentleman with the wig, he had physical damage on that vehicle, which would include collision coverage. So the damage to his vehicle would be under the collision coverage portion of his policy. Now, the other two vehicles, since they were parked and did not have drivers in them, those are considered property. A parked vehicle is considered property. So it would be that Trans Am owner's property damage coverage that would cover fixing the two parked cars that were damaged by his vehicle. Since the vehicle was used by permission from the owner, this if he ended up having to turn it into his auto insurance carrier, it would be covered because Kerry Mahoney had permission from the owner of the vehicle to drive it. You know, how else are you going to park a car if you don't drive it? So, again, in this scene, it could go two ways. Most likely, it would be the parking lot business's insurance that would cover it. Because, again, the vehicle was in the care, custody, and control of one of their employees. Otherwise, it would be the Trans Am's insurance that would cover all three vehicles. Now, the last movie I want to share with you is Home Alone. Home Alone, classic movie, 1990. About a young kid left at home all by himself and battling thieves, robbing houses in his neighborhood. The scene I want to share with you, again, if you go to mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance, it'll bring you to our blog with the links to all of these scenes that you can relive for yourself. If you happen to be listening later on, in the upper right, just type in movie insurance claims, and it will bring up the blog post associated with this podcast. Now, in this scene, Kevin wades through a flooded basement of his neighbor's and makes it to a set of stairs with a cascading waterfall from the quote-unquote wet bandits clogging the kitchen sink and leaving the faucet turned on. Now, of course, theft would be covered for the belongings that were stolen by the wet bandits. And then the thieves leaving the water running would most likely, again, be vandalism and malicious mischief. Okay. Since the water was originating from the kitchen faucet, coverage could also come from the peril of water from within a plumbing system. So the theft of the items that were stolen from the neighbor, that would be under theft. The damage to the home from the water, from the sinks being clogged, it could be twofold. It could either be vandalism, malicious mischief, because these wet bandits did it. Or it could be water from within a plumbing system. So that could be covered two ways. Now, I don't think the neighbors minded Kevin breaking into their house and calling the cops. You know, they were able to at least get the water shut off and get their stuff back because these bandits were eventually arrested right at the neighbor's home. So, yeah, this was a fun little podcast looking at movie claims and how they would relate to the real world. Again, go to our website and check it out, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance. If you're listening later on, just go ahead and type in to our blog movie insurance claims, and it'll bring you to our blog post with links to each of the scenes that I was able to find on YouTube for the various claims that we discussed on this podcast. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Again, that's mvpinsure.us, mvpinsure.us. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Hope you have a warm week. And looking out my window, the sun is shining, so spring is just around the corner.